I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, Giggly Squatters?
Yes, we're back.
We're back. We have eaten a lot this week, and we are carb loaded and ready to pop off.
Do you get like when you eat a lot and then you take a nap, do you get like the sweats?
Oh, I don't know. Do you?
Yeah. Like I'll fall.
I think that's called meat. That's called meat sweats.
But it's like it happens even if I'm not eating meat. I have this weird thing where like if I fall asleep on the couch, I have to get up and immediately take off all my clothes. Like I can't. Oh yeah. Like if I fall asleep with socks on, it's like someone...
You overheat?
Yeah, someone personally attacked me.
Well, I'm a burner, but I'm actually... I like to sleep when it's just cool. Like, if it's hot, I can't.
I just got that.
I know. I used to do it a lot, and I stopped because, like, my friend punched me in the face when I made those kind of jokes. People were like, are you cold? I'm like, no, I'm a burner. And they'd be like, no, you're a fucking loser. I'd sent you a meme this morning. Paige and I really just send memes to each other. We don't even talk anymore. Yeah. Except when we have the podcast. But it was like me as a friend and just like, sorry I was napping, sorry I was sleeping, sorry I was taking a long nap, sorry I was taking a short nap.
We are always napping.
We're always napping. So when people are like, wake up at 5 a.m. to conquer your dreams, no.
Shut
up. If I woke up at 5 a.m., I would sleep all day because I'd be like, oh, I woke up at 5.
Yeah, and exactly. If I woke up at 5, everyone would know it. I would tell everyone.
Like if I don't have 9 to 10 hours, bitch, I'm functioning.
Mm-mm. I can't.
Also, I just want to let people know I am functioning today, even though I sound like I'm hungover. I'm just on my second Invisalign tray, so bear with me.
Wow, good for you. I need to, like, start mine and stop stopping it.
Yeah, you keep, like, losing it?
No, I just, like, stop doing it because commitment is really hard for me.
And we'll unpack that later for you.
Thank you.
But it is your season, and by your season, I mean it is shopping season.
Oh, yeah.
I have terrible shopping anxiety. Like, I'll walk into Forever 21 and just get hives immediately. Mm-hmm. But you are, like, an artist when it comes to shopping.
It really is my craft, I would say.
Like, you have an eye for things. I don't also get scared, like, spending money. I think it's an anxiety thing where I feel like if I spend money, it's like I don't love myself, so I'm not worth it. So if I spend money on myself, it's like, I don't know, it's dark.
That's really
but
dark,
lately,
Anna.
I've been letting myself spend more money. Because it's like, even if you're not doing well, even if you're broke, you still have your necessities. And
here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't grocery shop ever. Like, if you
by necessities, we mean, do you have retinol cream?
If you, seriously, do you have the proper under eye cream before you go to bed? I do. But in my refrigerator, I'll tell you exactly what I always have: LaCroix and ketchup.
Mm-hmm. And a soy sauce occasionally, like just a random
soy
sauce.
Just the packet, not the,
in the packet. Yeah.
I'm not fancy. I'm not good getting the jar or whatever.
I'm the same way because we're minimalist. However, with shopping, I feel like this holiday season and with Black Friday, you get harassed with all these emails from all these brands.
Dude, but how,
the best
good,
part about
how good does it feel to unsubscribe?
You read my fucking mind. I was about to say, how therapeutic is it? This is our mental health moment. We go right in. To unsubscribe from all these places that you're like, snip, snip, bitch. I did not, clip, clip, as Dorinda would say, I did not want to sign up for you. I don't remember signing up for you, and you're out of my life now.
I think the most passive aggressive I am during the day is when I'm unsubscribed and they say why. And I'm like, why? I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because I've never shopped here. I didn't sign up for these fucking emails. Who's ever reading it in customer service is like, okay, take a Xanax, bitch.
Do you type in other? You click other.
I
and
have
you go,
before.
Because your brand is fucking ugly. Your emails are not creative. Get a new marketing director. Understand what the customer wants, because you're just like, me
I'm like, because
time.
You made it so hard for me to unsubscribe to this. I had to scroll down, then I had to answer questions. Fuck you, just unsubscribe me.
Also, those places that are like, oh, we're gonna put it really, really small, like in between a sentence on the bottom. I'll find that shit. I will find it. Like, if they say find the crosswalk in these four boxes, I can't find it. But I can find the unsubscribe anywhere.
I still know where my boyfriend was September 25th, 2014. Like, if you think I'm not finding that and unsubscribing, you're wild. Out of your damn mind.
There's also apps where you could do like a mass unsubscribe.
I've heard
I haven't
of
researched
those.
It, but I do think people should look into that and let us know if you find it. Side note, also, when they're asking if you're a robot or not,
you're a robot.
I'm like, I guess I am a robot. I am a robot because this doesn't make any fucking sense.
How's a robot going to ask me, have the audacity to ask me if I'm a robot? And then,
bitch, you're a robot.
And then some of them are actually really hard when they're like,
very
type
difficult.
In these like letters and numbers. And I'm like, I'm a human and I don't know if that's a six or an S. Like,
or when they'll be like, which one of these photos have a bush in it? And you're like, is that a rose petal bush? Or is that a weed? Or is it like, I don't know my fucking, I don't know what kind of small tree. It could be a small tree.
Click the crosswalks. And then you forget to click one. And they're like, let's try it again. Click the stop signs. I'm like, fuck you.
And you're always just trying to do the stupidest thing.
The stupidest thing.
It's never something that's actually productive in your life. Mm-hmm. But talk about being productive. What are the classic places we shop on Black Friday and for shopping for? It's funny because when you shop for Christmas, it means like also one for you, one for
right,
me.
Right, for sure.
It's like when you're cooking. Mm-hmm. If I mean, I just started cooking 2 days ago, but like you eat a little, you cook a little, you eat a little. Anyway.
You're a domesticated house cat.
I am. When you said house cat, that's amazing. I think that is my new Instagram bio.
domesticated house cat. When you that's left really earlier to get something, I stared behind you to see if that was a real cat or not for like a solid two minutes.
Oh yeah, we have a fake cat. I got a gift. Someone got me a gift as a cat. people love getting me cat gifts. It's gotten to the point where I'm like, we get it. I like cats. So where are the main places we shop? I like Nasty Gal.
I love Nasty Gal. I'm really on a Pretty Little Thing kick right now.
Oh,
they're always
yeah.
having sales. Nasty Gal's always having sales also. Obviously, Zara.
I like to look at Urban Outfitters just for inspo.
Yes.
But not actually buy it because it's too expensive.
Oh, my God. Last night I was online and I'm looking for a specific type of jacket. And I haven't seen it anywhere, but I've made it up in my head.
I know exactly what you mean.
So I do that a lot. I'm like, okay, I need this type of shoe for this outfit. And my mom...
That's why you need a fashion line.
Yeah, my mom will be like, where'd you see that shoe? And I'm like, nowhere. I made it up in my head and I need to find it. So I put myself on these like MacGyver
tasks. And then
tasks.
You start Googling it. You're like, blue. but you can't describe it because you don't actually know what they call it.
So I'm really in the market for like a short leather jacket that has fur around the cuffs and the collar. Oh. But it's a specific type of like shearling fur that I want it to be like long.
Yes. Yes.
So I can't
black shearling.
Black and a black leather, yeah. Maybe even a patent leather. And I found one on Urban Outfitters that was blue. It was like baby blue, and it was $1,000. And I was like, "In what?
Ew.
In
excuse
what
me.
World, Urban?
Who hurt you?
How dare
Urban
you?
Urban Outfitters. It like kind of copies smaller brands that are like cool,
yeah.
And then makes it like mass produced, and then also charges like it's a small brand. So I have
and
issues
they also
with that.
Sometimes sell like here's like this sock with a hole in it, and you're like, but what? Like, why? Why do I need this sock with a hole in it?
Also, people get mad at me because they'll be like, what do you want for the holidays? And I'll be like, I don't know. And then they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, shopping jewelry on my phone. And they're like, what can you? I'm like, no, this is for me. You know what it feels
yes.
better when you bought it for yourself?
Yes.
Because you're like, I know what I want. Right. And I'm getting it for me. And you figure it out. Right. I'm not telling you what to get for me. Figure it the fuck
right.
out.
Like at age 28, my mom is still like, send a Christmas list, which I do. I email her one every year with links and like sizes. So it's just like very easy for her. She should thank me.
Since I'm starting this journey as a domesticated cat, I told my mom I want cookbooks. And then she found out that I bought myself a bunch of cookbooks. And she was like, what if we get the same cookbook? And I was like, bitch, there's so many cookbooks. And we got in a whole fight because she was like, then why'd you buy cookbooks if you want me to get cookbooks? And I'm like, figure out your cookbooks that you think I would like. Anyway.
The classic cookbook debacle of 2020.
Debacle. Classic. I'm looking at the emails I've been getting. Forever 21, actually, I'm going to say I like it more than H&M for like cute tops.
I do as well. Okay. H&M for me is really hit or miss.
It is. It is. Also, depending on where you shop in the world, it's completely different. I mean, I know most stores change slightly, but H&M sometimes I'm like, again, who hurt you, H&M?
Right. And Black Friday, I think, is actually also very good for like makeup and skin products. Do you know I've actually never gone shopping on Black Friday before?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you are the queen of looks for less, and you've never shopped online on Black Friday when everyone's
no, I've like, shopped online. I've never like gone to a store.
Oh, me neither. That's for legitimate maniacs.
No, you're like a legitimate psycho, I think.
You're like, instead of doing it safely online, I want to gut punch a grandma in Target to get what I want.
Like, in what world am I waking up to go stand with a bunch of people in line?
In the cold.
Right. Like, I haven't stood in line since 08. Like, I'm not standing in line to walk into a Target.
You guys, if you're a giggler, we don't stand in lines.
No.
Like, even if we're at a... even if we're getting ice cream, there's a fucking line. We text our boy. We say, do you know the manager at the ice cream place? You know anyone who works there? Their cuz hits up his cuz, and he goes, don't worry, go around the side. That's
were you
what we
with,
do.
Were you with me that time in Montauk this summer? When Eric had a plug at the ice cream shop?
Yes. And I recently got a plug at an ice cream shop. And I literally, I've never been more excited. Like, fuck bars, fuck clubs.
Fuck any club I've been to.
It's this place, Snowflake, in Riverhead. And it's like fire. And this guy I was playing volleyball with said he's the manager at Snowflake. I sucked up to that motherfucker. I was like, that was a great shot. And he's like, I missed it. And I'm like, it was still really good. I got his number. He probably thinks I want to fuck him. And I'm just like, when I roll up with my mom and dad, and there's a line, I'm going to show them that I'm their favorite child. Oh,
wow.
God. I also am looking. Aritzia is too expensive. Sorry, I said it.
What is?
Aritzia.
No, I have a real, is the word grife? No. Did I just make that up?
The
sorry.
Real
I'm
gripe.
Maybe.
Gripe.
I don't know.
I think that's like a made up Scrabble word. Continue.
Yeah, something.
This is why we need the gigglers.
Yeah,
a
I
real
know.
Strife?
Strife?
No.
I don't know what it is. I have a real problem with Aritzia.
With Aritzia? Oh my God, do tell.
No, real problem. First of all, astronomical. Astronomical.
Astronomical.
Like, now, if you want to splurge on like a really good pair of leather pants that you know that you love this style, you're going to wear them for multiple years, then I say yes, absolutely do it. Because I've bought so many pairs of leather pants at Zara that I'm like, these ripped. I hate these now. Like, I'm throwing them out. They're like $30.
Aritzia has a good pair of leather pants. I got them. I've never worn them, but I've been told they are perfect.
If you want to invest, yes. Now, on the other hand, their tank tops, like their spaghetti straps, I'm sorry. In what situation am I paying $65 for this? Like, insane. You're out of your mind.
Go
you're out of your
to
mind.
Zara. But you're right. There's certain products that you can do looks for less. As in, like, a top that you're not going to be, like, on the dance
But there
floor
are,
ripping.
Like, splurge items that I think you should invest in, like, the quality of it.
What's your opinion on Nordstrom?
Love. Nordstrom Rack. Really love.
I love how Nordstrom is like, but wait, we're going to add one more word to it and it's going to blow your mind. Also, Amazon Fashion. Check out Paige's Amazon page.
Dude, Amazon crushes it. I actually get a lot of clothes that I wear just from, like, that's when I Google things that I've made up in my head. Then I just go to Amazon and I type it in and I'm like, found it.
Yep. I do have one other brand I have an issue with. So Reformation, first of all, just in general, it's so cute online. Their branding's great. I am curvy, but, like, I wouldn't say I'm, like, a brand should be, like, you need to leave this store when I walk in, you know? Like, they're not, like, go to Sears. Like, I'm normal curvy, you know? Like, I literally felt, like, Legally Blonde walking into Reformation. The bitch was, like, go to Sears because they're
No, that was Mean Girls.
Is that me?
But there are two fashion scenes. There's one in Mean Girls and there's one in Legally Blonde. But
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly. You're talking about both of them, but yeah.
At the same time. So we don't have time to talk about separately. But I think that Reformation, the cuts are so straight.
Yeah.
Where, like, when I put on pants, like, it needs to have some pull or at least some curvature in it. That's why I literally am obsessed with Fashion Nova jeans. Mm-hmm. You guys, if you have strong thighs, big booty, but, like, your waist is small compared to, like, your thighs and butt,
mm-hmm.
Fashion Nova, make sure that there's no, like, space in your band.
Jeans.
In your jeans. Yeah. So, anyway, Reformation can suck my dick. Why do you not like them?
I'm just, like, okay, so I kind of have, like, the opposite problem as you. I
they
need...
They fit you perfectly. I have to get them all.
Okay, no. First, Reformation, I think it's really expensive. Second, I don't think they're doing anything, like, groundbreaking style-wise.
Yeah.
And thirdly, I have a very, like, straight body. So, like, if I wear clothes that are super straight, I look like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really wear those slip dresses because sometimes because it looks
like
I feel like a baby doll. No, I look like a boy. Like, I look like a baby boy.
That was
like
put 12 in a smock.
Yes. They're like, who is this 12-year-old that, like, is having a gender identity crisis?
Yeah, you have to mix, like, textures and sizes and shapes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where mine is, like, I actually have to wear tighter clothes to show that I have shape and I'm whatever. This is my own issue. However, I love how probably our managers after this are going to be like, hey, can you not bash every brand that you might work with?
Reformation would never want to work with us.
No, we know we have visions and you're actually good at saying no and just working with brands that you love.
Yeah.
Now that we're 15 minutes in, we're getting to the good part. We're going to tell you some of our favorite small businesses that we love. And I didn't even, we didn't do research and, like, we're not reading off a list. This is based on brands that, like, over the years we've worked with on Instagram or, like, whatever. So you said you have one.
So I have one. It was, this is, like, a funny story. So there are these two girls that I grew up with. And they, when I tell you, we would walk into, like, family parties and family functions. And, like, because they were, like, friends of our family. And they would dress so well. And we were, like, the same age. And I would look at my mom at, like, parties and be like, are you kidding me? They have such good outfits. And I would freak out. And my mom would be like, calm down. They were, like,
the
first. That's
the only time you're jealous is when
Oh, my God. I was so jealous of these two girls. They're sisters. They're gorgeous. The, like, one girl was literally looked like a supermodel when we were, like, seven.
I didn't register outfits until, like, last year.
Oh my God, I registered. It was the first time I ever saw a girl wear a wedge shoe. And I was like, what is that? I'll never forget where I was. I was at my uncle's house. It was like the summer. And I turned to my mom. I go, what is that shoe? What is that? She goes, that's a wedge.
That
I go,
was your Eureka.
Yeah, literally. Like, seven-year-old Paige just having, like, a come to Jesus moment. I was like, I need all wedges. Now I want to be caught dead.
No.
But anyway, so they started this like brand of just like comfy sweatshirts and like t-shirts. They're called Casal. That's their last name, Casal. Casal Gals. But they're Italian. So yes. They write all these like funny Italian sayings on like sweatshirts. And they're just like cute. And yeah. I think it's like a great gift if you're getting gifts for like your girlfriends or like you just want like a cute little sweatshirt. You don't know when to get someone. So they're really cute. And they are my style icons since age 7.
That's an amazing plug because anyone that you admire their style is a big deal. Like, I don't feel like you ever admire people's style. You, like, can, like, appreciate, but you don't, like, admire.
It's like I'm not a lesbian, but I can appreciate a hot girl.
That's how I feel about spectacle. Yes. I can appreciate the spectacle, as yeah. Ramona would say. When an outfit's too good, you're like, am I a lesbian? You're lesbian for outfits.
1000%.
You go, I would fuck the shit out of your outfit.
Yeah. I'm like, where did you get that? Do you want to get drinks and talk about it?
And talk about your decision-making process when you shop. But guys, during the pandemic, I feel like you're going to spend money on gifts, but money nowadays is not like a lot of businesses are having trouble, and I feel kind of tacky just going on Amazon and shopping the whole time, even though we love Amazon,
right?
And
right.
I've been shopping, and they've saved my life in many ways. But there's some places that I recommend you guys getting fun gifts. The first one is Eat Me Cookies.
Oh yes.
So there are actually these two like really cute, a lot of female owned businesses, but these two really cute girls who had reached out, and they reached out to Dez actually to like
send you cookies
for something, and I got a cookie, and then now I send all my friends cookies for everything. You were the first one. I sent Paige a cookie that they say the funniest things. The one that I got said like macaroni in a pot, that's some wet ass pussy.
Yeah,
on the cookie. Yeah. And they love it. I sent to you, I said happy birthday baby girl, love Massimo.
I mean, it was epic. When I saw that, I literally burst out laughing. like could not control myself.
That's the kind of reaction you want. You don't want to be that person that gives a gift and then you watch a fake ass reaction. Like,
right.
I'm a gift giver that I'd rather them think it's clever and fun and thoughtful than them be like, oh, I needed this, or like, oh, this is expensive, she cares about me, like that.
Yeah, I'm actually, which is probably hard to comprehend, but I'm actually really bad at giving gifts. Like, really bad.
It's because you're self-centered.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I'm actually so good at giving gifts.
You are really good at giving gifts.
Because I don't believe that I deserve anything, but I'm like, it's like I give good advice to other people, but then to myself, right. I'm like, you're a piece of shit. The next place, ooh, another food company. It's called Eat Duh, D-E-U-X, and they sent me this cookie dough that is like enhanced with like immunity and protein. Basically, like, if you like the texture of cookie dough, it's like healthy. Mm-hmm. But
oh, wow.
you basically put it, you can put it into little circles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spheres. Okay. I don't know cooking terms.
Okay.
And you balls? Put it in the oven for like 12 minutes and it becomes healthy cookies.
Wow. I actually think sending food is like amazing.
Prime
you know
time.
What I've been sending my friends, like if something good happens to them or like
you're
whatever,
good at that, you're good
those
at that.
Like flowers that stay for a year,
like the Venus de Vola.
Yeah, but now there's like companies that it's like it's not like $4,000.
Yeah, that's really cute. I love that.
I think they're
it's
cute.
Like I think a company needs to come out that's like edible arrangements but cool.
Yes.
So if you're
I
listening,
love getting an edible arrangement.
Yeah. My mom used to do like Harry and David for people.
Mm-hmm. It's like, like those
like
baskets.
Pears and chocolates. Yeah, that's cute.
I feel like adults send those.
What do you think? So I follow this woman, Selfish Ladies, on Instagram. Her name's Kim. And I've actually met her and she's fucking awesome. She has this amazing Instagram about how women need to be more selfish about like their emotions and their confidence and what they need and what they want to be happy.
Okay.
And she does like life coaching and I think she's like incredible. What do you think about getting someone like 3 or 4 life coaching sessions? Is that insulting? I think it depends the context. Like if I gave it to like a friend who knows I hate them, they'd be like, you fucking cunt.
Hannah, if I opened a gift and it said you have 4 free life coaching sessions.
If your parents got it for you, I'd be
oh
like,
my God.
Oh my God.
They'd be like, we failed you, so get professional help.
I think that's so insulting.
Okay.
My mom used to say that it's also insulting to get someone makeup, but now I feel like that's like, no, like that's fine. You can get people makeup.
I could see if someone got me like a foundation being like, you need to match the right foundation because it's been off.
If I got you like the, what's the Kim Kardashian thing? Like the master class, like I got you a ticket and I'm like, why don't you figure it out?
Actually, I do think master class and like Skillshare stuff.
No, I'd
cute.
Actually like that.
You get me one that's like how to do iPhone photography.
Learn how to take a fucking picture. Can we start a tradition that we get each other things for our birthdays that are really insulting?
Yeah.
Because that's hilarious.
I love that so much.
We're doing that. Okay, starting 2021, your birthday is first. I'm going to get you something so insulting.
I can't wait. And then we just start doing it randomly. I just get you like a ton of workout classes all the time. And you're like, stop it. This next gift is actually pretty interesting. It's okay. My ex-boyfriend's company, Armand, who we love.
Oh, yes. I know. Yes. I love these.
Does he talk to me anymore? No. But do I still support him? Yes.
Armand still watches my Instagram stories. And I feel like silently I'm like, you are a good one. We're sorry.
Be like, I can't say anything to you, but all I want to say is thank you.
Literally, I like mentally talk. I'm like, thank you for watching.
You were his number one stan.
I just always thought he was so nice. He was so nice to me. That's why I liked him.
And he had great style.
He did have really good style. But like, obviously, like I loved us.
What?
But like, he was like.
You think Luke was mean to you?
Luke literally told me to go pick out some outfits, Paige.
Go pick up some outfits in your room, Paige. When he said that, that was good, though. That was pretty good. I mean, I was...
Like, in that moment, I was like, damn, he got me. Don't show it.
And I go, don't you ever speak about Paige's fashion sense. Do you remember? Like, I literally did that.
You can fuck any girl you want. What you're not going to do is talk about Paige's outfits. And I was like, that is my best friend.
I literally said that. I was like, literally pull a train in front of me of women. But don't you dare come for Paige.
And the whole table was like, like, I remember at one point Carl goes, yeah, you didn't want to say that. You didn't want to say that.
Carl was
her.
Like, you went too far. He like didn't know the extent. Anyway,
we're like, that's the moment that we went too far. We flipped tables, and that's the moment that we went too far. Someone said something about Paige's outfit. We're like, yep. Everyone knows it.
He goes, why don't you go wear some wedges? You were like, he goes, why don't you go wear one of those little purses that you can't even fit anything in? You go, oh, God. Oh.
I've been shot.
And he's like wearing a bandana. Yeah, okay, so anyway, we loved Armand mainly because of his fashion sense, and he started this brand called Artefact, ArtefactNYC, and it is the best shoes for a guy in your life. I got them for my brother, my dad. I want to get it for other people. It's the best shoe.
They really are. They're really cool.
Like all They're the guys really in Summer cool House sneakers. Wear them. They're amazing.
They're affordable, and they kind of remind me of like Saint Laurent shoes. They're really good. I have one.
Yeah.
So everyone always asks, because I have three holes on each ear, so I'm always wearing like hoops in one of them, and then like a bunch of studs, and then I have like hangy chain ones. Mm-hmm. So I get all of my cute earrings from, it's called SoFlo Jewels. And I wear like a lot of those bracelets. They have a lot of really cool rings. It's hard for me to get rings because my fingers are so skinny.
So funny because my fingers are so chubby.
Yeah.
I'm like a 6.5, 7. And sometimes I don't have half sizes. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to get rings. I get a lot of my rings on Amazon just because my fingers are so small.
I also realized that your ears are straight up just a dominatrix chamber. You're like, if you want chains and whips.
We have ear cuffs. I love ear cuffs. Ear cuffs are my favorite.
Do they
work?
Because I feel like they fall off.
No, you like squeeze them really tight to like your ear because I'm too scared
like,
to get my.
Every night I've gone out with an ear cuff, I've never found it in the morning.
Yeah. One time I was out and I like put my hair behind my ear and one of my guy friends was like, why did you do that? And I was like, but don't I look so edgy? Like I like work, you know, I work in art. And he's
if
like,
you want to
no.
be more interesting, get an ear cuff. It's agreed. So you read my mind. I was about to actually give my two jewelry companies because you can get Forever 21 necklaces right. and rings, but like I literally break it the day of. Like right. I don't know if I'm too. I have little muscular stubby fingers, but I break it so easily. So I love Ana Luisa. Have you heard of Ana Luisa?
No.
It's like a little more expensive. It's like $40 to $70, and I got one of those like croissant rings.
You know, oh my god, so cute.
I love them. I'm obsessed with them. So Ana Luisa's for like a nice gift, but then like more affordable stuff. I like this place Blue Moon Co. BLUU Moon Co. And they have just like all the stylish pieces.
I was laughing because you remember that Vine? Like, oh, you almost made me drop my croissant. Do you remember that?
No, but I do know that I do judge people by how they say croissant.
If anyone knows that Vine, it's hilarious. It's like some guy scaring his friend and he goes, oh, you almost made me drop my croissant. So funny. And when you said croissant ring, I like played it in my head and like started laughing.
How okay. do you pronounce it when you go to a bakery?
Croissant.
I say croissant. Okay, it's because I'm cultured though.
Bougie ass.
No,
bitch.
But I don't say croissant. I don't go croix. I just go croissant.
Interesting.
So it's like in between. And if for people who didn't hear the difference, there was a difference. We're so stupid. We forgot to promote our merch.
Oh my god, guys. Merch. We literally were just talking before we started recording. We were like, we had so many more ideas for merch. And we were like, yes, we're going to do this, and we'll start the podcast talking about merch. Totally flew out the window.
We dropped merch. Our first merch launch was fun, but messy. It was messy. We got it done.
Mm-hmm. It was a learning experience, but
we loved it. We loved the stuff. But now we're with this new company who made the most amazing products. We have our Allegedly gear. We have our Giggly Squad graffiti gear. And we have our like kind of like Pablo-ish Giggly Squad outfits.
Stop.
And then we have hats, we have cases, we have our Allegedly notebook. We're obsessed with it. So buy yes. that shit for your family.
And we're already talking about ideas for a new merch drop because we've taken everything that yeah. you guys have said into consideration, like from the color to the style.
Basically, what we're saying is Further Fucking More is coming.
Some things are too girly. Yeah, Further Fucking More is coming. And Manifest That Shit is also yes. coming. So, yes. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Fuck it, let's do front page news.
Amelia Hamlin and Scott Disick, thoughts? I need to ask you this. As someone who's dating someone older, mm-hmm. what are your thoughts on
my
people hating this?
My thoughts are that if you are over 26, mm-hmm. that means your brain is fully formed mm-hmm. and you can date guys. Guys' brains like never fully form, but as a woman, right. after 26, literally, girls, if you're single, look in the 40s, look in the 50s. Those guys are fucking... Also, guys like simmer down in their 40s. Like, they don't get upset about the same things. They're just mature. They're trained. They've made tons of mistakes that women have yelled at them for, so they're not going to make it again. I'm just throwing that out there. However, when you were, what is she, 19?
19.
Her brain is not fully formed. Mm-hmm. Scott is
he's 37.
Not a good influence. Mm-mm. And I hate it. I think it's bad.
I think it's
lame. And if he's trying to make Courtney jealous, if I was Courtney, I'd be like grossed
you're
out.
Embarrassing.
I love the tweet where people are excited about COVID-19 being like, Scott, COVID-19,
yeah,
are you
like,
into
oh,
it?
COVID's 19?
Hey.
I think it's inappropriate. And I think it's borderline creepy that you could even have sex with a girl who's that young. Like, when I see a guy who's under 25, I'm like, oh, I can appreciate
the spectacle.
Of like a hot guy. But in like real life, I can't date you because I feel awkward.
Well, that's a key term. If you want to have a wild night with a hot 23-year-old, go for it.
Go
if a
for
guy
it.
Wants to have sex with a 19-year-old, fine. It's a fun story. But to date, like, what do they talk about?
Dude, what do they talk about? And I agree with you 100% that after a certain age as a woman, then I think, yes, you can 1,000% go older and it'll be fine. You're going to run into like some weird things and you have to be really ready to date someone older. I feel like I wasn't because I still like to like, you know, fuck it up every once in a while on Saturday. but mentally,
I like to fuck shit up.
But mentally you can connect with them. At 19, I mean, I don't even think I knew how to spell my name.
Same. I still didn't know my social security number.
Absolutely.
My dad said if I knew it, I would tell people. So he told me not to remember it.
I finally memorized it at like 22. I was like, okay, if I die, I should know this number.
If you die, you don't need to know your number. You're dead.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
But I'm going to unpack this deeper
for
another mental health moment. Do you think that Scott is just like ripped apart by the Kardashians and so controlled by them that he's trying to like have some women in his life that he can control?
Wow.
Like, that I think there's deep. A little bit of like manipulation happening.
I mean, I think so 100%. Because
like, why does he keep going after these little girls? Because, you know, he comes in and Courtney's like, get your shit together.
Yep.
You're a loser. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Be a fucking dad. So he wants a young girl who's just like, oh my God, do you have a Lambo?
Yeah. I mean, at 19, you're going to be like, anything to you is going to be cool. Anything they do is going to be cool.
Everything they do is right.
Yep. You want them to like you so much.
Because they're a fucking adult. Every since I tweeted this morning, that was like, wait, we just realized a lot of adults are stupid as shit.
Yeah.
And like, we kind of knew that, but now it's confirmed. Like, adults are stupid.
I think you're spot on with that. I think he probably likes being like adored and he's so cool and he's older and all of this, but I mean, she's closer to Mason's age than him, and I just find that so weird.
And okay, like, I'm fine with an age difference, but not when your brain is not fully formed.
Okay, I have a question that just popped into my brain. What if it was reversed and she was 37 and he was 19?
No, that is even worse. Because like, guys when they're 19 are straight up squirrels. Like,
squirrels.
No, squirrel brains. That's so weird. Yeah. What would you talk to a 19-year-old boy about? What would we talk to a 19-year-old boy about?
I have no... One of my guy friends is 2 years younger than me, and I always act like I'm his babysitter.
I love how any guy younger than me, you're always like, he's like 12. Like, he could be a day younger than me, and I'm like,
he's
12.
He's so cute, but like, I think
the only boys that I want to talk to are guys who haven't hit puberty yet. Like, you know, like, I was babysitting an 11-year-old kid recently, and like, they haven't gotten fucked up by society yet, and they're so pure, and I'm just like, let's talk about like the meaning of life. But like, once they hit puberty, like, men just they just want to destroy things.
1,000%. I mean, I think you can have an age difference and really get along with that person.
Oh,
but
my,
like,
God, yes.
But
you're still like in the developmental stages. No.
Yeah, if you're that young, I think after 25, then like, yeah, you, if both of you are after 25, then you can figure it out. Like, things work. But to be 19, I mean, you don't know anything.
When you're in a relationship, you want to feel like you learn from each other and you like make each other better. What is a 19-year-old boy going to teach me?
Nothing.
That my
literally
skin
nothing.
Isn't perfect anymore?
No. Like, what? You're not a project manager.
I don't want to date a guy whose skin is better than me.
No, I can't.
Like, you would get so jealous.
I would get so mad.
What's next?
Okay. Wait, let's talk about this. We didn't talk about this. When the girl from Love Island, remember Megan?
Yes. Oh my God.
With the with the Instagram message from Scott about like her being mean to EL, who is dating Delilah, Amelia's older sister.
First of all, EL was a dick.
For 1,000%.
People who watched it. Megan did nothing wrong. But the fact that Scott is now watching it, I feel like maybe Amelia made a side comment like, oh my God, she was so mean to EL. And then he went on like, it seemed like a drug-fueled rant. And allegedly.
I feel like
allegedly
this was drug-fueled. I feel like they were probably at like a dinner or something and they were just like talking about reality TV and him being on it and him saying like, yeah, like I could have like gone further or something with like Megan, whatever. Or like I could have made it, whatever. And then I feel like Scott was probably like, you know, it would be hilarious if I messaged her. Like she'll freak out.
Oh, so
and
you
like
think
she
it was
did.
Funny?
I think he meant it in like, I'm going to be a dick and like see what this girl says. Because when he first messaged her, and this is a classic girl move that I have used a million times. Mm-hmm. Okay. He first messaged her and said like, hey, I have a question for you. She messaged back and said, hey, you, which is a subtle like flex. I have texted back so many guys in my lifetime, like a hey, you. And that I feel like shows like, hey, like it's kind of flirty, but I'm still just saying, hey.
Okay. That is such a great observation because mm-hmm. hey, you mm-hmm. is such a flirt because no one says,
such
hey, you. They go, hey, you. That's
yes.
how you say it. So
yes.
like when you, but when reading it out, you can't, no one could get mad at you because you're like, I said, hey, you. But the
yeah.
way you say hey, you is, mm-hmm. hey, you.
Yes. Wow.
So she literally thought Scott Disick wanted to fuck her. And then he went on
1,000%,
like.
Oh. Went in on her. And she was just like, shit.
And then she blasted him.
Blasted him.
Which I appreciate.
But then he posted like some TikTok of like this girl reading the messages and like laughing hysterically. She's like, this is why I love the internet. And he posted that TikTok.
Oh, so he. He's, I mean, Scott Disick has a great sense of humor.
He really does. I think he's hilarious. I like him. I think he's like probably fucked up in the head.
Like, yeah. Also, he's only 37.
Funny. Yeah.
37 is like, I mean, I'm 29. 37 is like young to me.
Yeah. 37 now at 28, I think 37 is young.
It's actually a good age.
I mean, it's a good age for guys, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, if I was 37, I'm out here dating 19-year-olds, that's when you would gift me the life coaching classes.
Like, just look at TikTok if you're getting, like, 19-year-old cravings and then, like, leave it at that.
No, I have one guy on TikTok that I'm really obsessed with recently, and he's 19.
Okay, is that the one who you sent getting out of the car?
Yes.
Some girl posted the funniest TikTok going, bro, we have an assignment due tomorrow. We have a group assignment due. Stop flexing on TikTok and answer your fucking email. We have a chemistry test tomorrow. Like, it was so funny.
I love him.
I would be so mad if he was in my group project, though, and, like, he's just blowing up on TikTok, posting shirtless videos, and, like, he hasn't done shit.
I feel like I didn't have any, like, really hot guys in one of my classes. I had one class with a really hot guy who sat next to me, and it was hard to work. And we didn't speak the entire class, like that entire semester. And then I saw him like senior week, and I was like, I have a crush on you. and that's just a little bit about me.
What did he say?
He said, I have had a crush on you.
That's crazy, but also makes me so upset. This is why, like, sometimes girls make the first move. He was just yeah. waiting for a sign from you, and you wouldn't mm-hmm. do it.
And I wouldn't do it. And then I was like, am I really going to be at this party and he's not going to say anything to me? And I like texted my friend to see if he was going to be there. Yeah. And then when he was there, I went up to him and I was just like, what's up? I have a crush on you.
I like, love okay. college crushes because you're not confident enough in yourself to like actually date someone in college. Or like you don't know if you really want a boyfriend yet. Like you're just so confused in college about yourself. And you're like,
so
I don't
confused.
Even know about penises. But I remember there was a guy who sat next to me. No, and so he sat in front of me in this music class, and it was like a 10 a.m. class, and he drank Mountain Dew at 10
oh.
a.m.
Hannah.
And, but he was like a surfer bro. Like he had like, okay. kinda, like long hair, and like he was just, he was so cute, like big blue
was
eyes.
Was he blonde or brunette?
like blonde, like Sandy Brown.
Okay.
And he just had, oh, he was just so hot. And I called him Mountain Dew Boy to my friends. Never yeah. spoke to him once, but like loved that man.
Wait, I love together. Having names. This guy that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. to my friends, I used to call him Bar Boy. Because he was just like, he's like that classic guy that would be like at the end of the bar, like with his friends. And I like didn't know his name for a while. I was like, you know, like Bar Boy.
If you don't have a nickname for the guy, you don't really have feelings for him.
Absolutely not.
Also, it is so much more fun to just have a crush. Like, okay, back in the day when we went on, what, not yachts, way worse than yachts.
Don't remind me of those
cruises.
Days.
Cruises.
I've
cruises.
Never once been on a cruise.
Okay, so I went on a cruise when I was like 16.
Okay.
And it turns out it was kind of fucking boring because it was just like my family and you couldn't like drink because I was 16 and my parents, I don't know. It was fun, but I was kind of bored. So the second day, my mom and I saw like this hot guy. Mm-hmm. And my mom helps with all my endeavors because she's bored too. We decide we're obsessed with him. We spend the whole fucking trip trying to find him again, like everywhere. Like my dad is knows about it. Like it's a full
yeah,
on.
Everyone's
like,
in on it.
Everyone's in on it.
Everyone's doing, like, recon.
Everyone's doing recon. Because like, you know, you're out, you're at the hot tub, you're like, where is this guy? But it's yeah. it's a pretty big cruise. So then third to last day, we go to one of those performances that are super cheesy, and he's sitting behind me, and I know like I might not see this man again, like. He's not a man, he's a boy. I'm like, this is my time. And I looked at my mom and I was like, let's get into action. So I turned around, I was just like, what's up? We end up like spending the night like kind of hanging out. Turns out he's a fucking weirdo.
I mean, like, obviously, what are the chances that he's just like amazing?
He was so hot, but so weird. And then like we kissed and then he became like obsessed with me and we were hiding from him the next 2 days, and my dad is like, I don't understand women.
Literally,
we
dude.
Woke up and my dad, I was, oh, like, Dad, if you see him, we have to run. And he's like, this is the guy you were obsessed with. And I was like, yeah, we're not anymore, we have restraining order, we hate him.
What is that? I mean, because
it's just
like,
so much fun to make up in your mind. Like, I am the queen of projection. Like, yes. I would rather not get to know you and just like see your face on Instagram and be like, you are perfect, we would be obsessed with each other. There's hope in life. Like, hope yeah. is way more fun than reality sometimes.
And like, what is it, even like now still, if you don't show me any like attention, I'm like, oh my god, now I love you. I have to obsess over you. And my friends are like, can you stop? I'm like, no, this is my husband. I think it's because you create in your mind like this idealistic world. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you go off of. Yeah. When in reality, if you dated this person, you guys would probably fucking hate each other and it would be the worst. But you don't know that yet.
Because you've also not had like real relationships, or real relationships come to such a like basic, like, does your lifestyle match with this person? Like, it really becomes very simple. Like, do right. you just enjoy having basic conversations? Like, all that other pheromone, like, fancy bullshit wears off. Right. It becomes, like, such a basic thing. That's when people are like, I know he lives in Australia, but, like, where does he work? And you're just like, bro, calm down. Then again, Australians are hot. I get it.
My number one test, like, when I was dating in the dating world, my number one test is and was, can I sit on the couch with you and not have the TV on and talk for 2 hours? If we can't do that, I don't like you.
Do you know how I know I like someone? When I get to sit on the couch and I realize we haven't talked for like 5 minutes.
Interesting.
Because I can fill up space like nobody's fucking business. Like, I can talk to a wall. But, like, when I feel comfortable around someone, like, me and you, do you remember when we started to get into Ubers and just be, like, release and, like, turn yeah. off and just, like,
yeah.
not talk?
That's, like,
or,
our
like, show a meme
energy saver.
Yes. That's when I knew. I was like, oh, she's family.
Right.
Like, people who know me shy know me.
Right. But I'm talking about, like, if you're sitting there and you're on the couch with someone.
Yes.
And, like, you have to think, like, okay, what should be the next thing we talk about? If I have to think that in my head, like, what should we say?
No.
Then I don't like you.
We're
if
done.
It can flow for 2 hours and you're like, oh, my God, we just, like, talked for 2 hours. Then I'm like,
also, my recent rule is, like, if you have to think too hard on what you want to text the man.
Yeah.
He's not your person. And I know that sucks to hear because it means you really
like
them.
Wait, if you have to think too hard on what to text them.
Like, if you're questioning smiley face or no smiley face, like, it's okay to question a little in the beginning because you're, like, maneuvering it. But if you're actually just, like, basic, like, personality stuff, like, it should just feel natural and you should feel comfortable to be, like, whatever I say he's going to vibe with.
I mean, I think it just because I have such high anxiety, no matter what text I send to anyone, I'm like, right when I press send, I'm like, you idiot. Why would you say, like, oh my God. Did you just talk about grilled cheese sandwiches again? Like, there's so many times where I'm just like, I would never text me back.
I just don't.
So I get
it. I get it because I'm high anxiety texter too. So I just don't text. Like, I'm just super sure.
Yeah.
That's how you deal with it. And then it's like, oh, you want to talk to me? FaceTime me.
I love that.
What else do we have in front page news?
Okay. So there's like a lot of debacle with the Grammys and The Weeknd. So The Weeknd is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performance. And he had a number one song on the Billboard 100 for like 40 weeks. Like, he was number one.
Blinding Lights?
Yes. And he didn't get nominated for a Grammy. And he said that it was because he's doing the Super Bowl, and the president of like the association for the Grammys was like, that's not what it is. And then all these celebrities are coming out and being like Drake was one of them, like, there's such a disconnect from impactful music and the Grammys, like, we like need to do something about this. And like, I get it. If I'm number one and everyone knows my song and then you don't nominate me for a Grammy, I'd be like, bro.
Was like, what do you have to do? And then Nicki Minaj was like, oh, hey, I'm back. By the way, she lost in 2012 Best New Artist Award to Bon Iver. Now, do you know who Bon Iver is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
I've heard of him. But like, do you know who Nicki Minaj is?
Yeah.
So like, basically, Nicki was like, I lost to a white man for no reason.
Right.
And she
when like people were hyped on Nicki in 2012.
2012 when Nicki came, like, it was game over. And also it was like she was a black female rapper who people were obsessed with, which is so hard to break into.
It's so crazy because here's like a tidbit of information. When I first heard Nicki Minaj, it was the song Bedrock. I'll never forget where I was. I was the car with my high school boyfriend. If you're from Albany, we were driving down Route 9 and I said, who is this? And from then on, we were obsessed with her, and that was in like 2009.
I can make a bedrock. I was in college when that shit would come on.
Okay, so then
the,
I was
in the
a
bar.
I was a senior in high school, probably.
Okay,
anyway,
you don't have to rub in that I'm a couple months older than you. Like, let's calm down.
Oh my God, are you planning your retirement party?
Okay, what else do we have?
So, okay. I've actually always wanted to ask your thoughts on this. What are your thoughts on Miley Cyrus, just like in general as a human?
I think Miley's epic. I don't think she's perfect, but I think that like what she does and that she's different is cool. She's probably a narcissist. She's probably a little bit off, but I like her.
Okay. I've never...
And I think she's really talented.
Interesting.
Have you seen her sing Jolene?
Yeah, no. I know. Like, I get it. Like, I think she's great. I think she's way more talented of a singer than a lot of people who are famous singers, and I think she's way more talented than I could ever be. I'm just never like sold on her, you know? People are obsessed with her, and I'm like, yeah, no, like, I like her. People are speculating like her new album that's out, and one of the songs is called WTF Do I Know, and everyone's saying that it's about Liam Hemsworth and that like she thought she was going to be with him forever. And then there's a line that's like, maybe getting married just to cause a distraction. I just love Liam Hemsworth so much. I don't know.
Oh, you know what, I always forget him when people are like, who's your celebrity crush? Liam Hemsworth is up there.
He's so up there. Him and his brother.
See, Liam's my number one. His brother I could do without.
I think Liam is one of the hottest guys ever. And it's crazy because I'm not really into blondes. But
Liam's
I'm
not,
into Liam.
Liam's not blonde.
I mean.
He's lighter.
He's actually. Okay, like him and Armie Hammer. Oh, could you imagine that sandwich?
Yeah, those are both light.
I know.
I think I've subconsciously just like, you've heard me talk about it so much that you're just suddenly like, yeah.
I'm like, get your Anglo-Saxon ass over here. Your blonde hair and your blue eyes. Okay. Next.
People evolve. Mental health moment. People evolve.
Okay. Here's a good one. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly made their like couple debut on the red carpet. She has a tattoo and people are thinking it's for Machine Gun Kelly and it's in Spanish. It's in Spanish and it says El Pistorel. Pistoleiro.
Wow, someone did not pass Spanish in sixth grade.
Anyway, which in Spanish is shooter, aka Machine Gun Kelly. And they're saying she did it in Spanish because they met in Puerto Rico when they were filming their movie Midnight in the Switchgrass. Thoughts on getting a tattoo for a boyfriend?
No.
Thoughts on getting a tattoo?
No. Like, I have no tattoos because... No, I just, no, like, the shit I liked, like, think of the music you liked last year. And then when that song comes on, you're like, ugh. Like, that's what I think a tattoo is. Like, it's cool for a second. Like, think of even, like, no, I just don't need, I just feel like my body, people have enough issues with their body. Like, just, like, I'm trying to just love my body for what it is and not trying to, like, add or take away things. And then the whole boyfriend thing, like, it's a fun podcast story, but, like, I have other fun podcast stories. I don't need to be like, so I got a thing that said this guy, and then I had to cover it up because I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I'm just, like, over it.
She also has a tattoo on her hip that says Brian, which is so funny to me because I think Brian is such, like, a funny, just, like, basic-ass guy name. And she's like, Brian.
They, like, go in one sexual position. He's, like, switch sides, and she's like, why? And he's like, I can't have Brian looking at me during this. I don't know. I do like the idea that she did like a Spanish thing because it could easily just, you could just change the meaning of it. Like, oh, it reminds me of a shooting star.
Right. Oh my God. So perfect.
One last thing. I feel like getting a name of a guy on you is equivalent to a long Instagram caption. Mm-hmm. Like you're trying too hard and you have to try too hard and force him. Feel like you have to prove your love by getting a tat on your chest of someone's name. It's not going to work.
I also don't want anyone to get a tattoo of my name on them. You know, I don't want that responsibility.
Do you
is
remember
what
when
I'm saying.
Jax got Stassi tattooed on him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think
crazy
it's sweaty
town,
try hard.
USA.
It's sweaty try hard. If a guy got it, I'd be like, what are you overcompensating for? Like, are you cheating on me? If a guy got a tattoo of my name, I'd think he's cheating on me.
I'd say, let me see your phone. Literally hand me over your phone. I would never get a tattoo, one, because I'm not creative enough to think of, like, what I would get. Two, my mom would murder my existence. Mm-hmm. But with that said, I love guys that have tattoos.
Yeah, but it's never one tattoo. Like, it has to be a couple.
I like them, like, really small. I mean, I don't want you to have, like, eagle wings on your back, but, like... A small something. Like, I love it. I dated a guy one time who had, like, not full sleeves, but, like, kind of. And when I tell you, my mom was horrified. Horrified. And
I dated a guy with the worst tattoos in the world.
Like, bad because of what they were or bad, like, placement?
Everything. So this one guy I dated, like, if you look at him, he doesn't even look like he has tattoos, which is like, if you're gonna get tattoos, at least be like a tatted guy. It's like a beard guy, like, be a beard, whatever. So he has one on the top of his shoulder that was something like a tribal thing that he then later on was like, I can't have a tribal thing on my shoulder, so then tried to make it look like a tree with leaves.
No.
And it looked so bad, like it just looked like a skin rash. And then he just had a random cross on his back.
I can't.
And it's like, we love religion, but like, and he wasn't even religious. And it just felt like it wasn't hot. Like his tats were just a reminder of like, you're an idiot.
No, like an actual idiot.
But then if their tats are too good, I feel like they're too artistic for me. Like they're they're too in touch with their feelings.
Right. One of my worst nightmares is probably like staying up till like 2 a.m. with a boyfriend and him like explaining his tattoo to me. You know, like I don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to like.
Also, whenever you ask, it's always way worse than you thought. Like it looks cool. And then you're like, where'd you get that? And he'd be like, I was at the frat house. We went to this bar, and the name of the bar was Rose Bar, so we got this rose. I'm like, what? That's actually a true
great
story.
Bar. That is a great bar, though.
A true story. So my roommates, Corey and Dave, and their other friend all got roses on their body because they love Rose Bar. I swear to God.
Wow.
Rose and they would go like early so that they'd let the boys in because then at night.
Yeah, it's a really hard door.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't want you to show me your tattoo before you get it and, like, have a full conversation about it. Like, I don't... It's just not
who I am. What tattoo have you ever thought of getting? Because everyone's, like, had their one idea if they were.
Never. The only time I've ever thought of getting a tattoo is, like, in college, me and my best friend were, like, we gotta get our lips tattooed. And, like, we were gonna get, like, inside our lip, like, say something.
Yeah, that's, like, cute. My one friend got... Because, like, you can't see it.
Right. My one friend... Because, like, no one knows it's there.
Put red lipstick on, kissed a paper, and then got her lips on her ass, and it was pretty funny.
Wait, genius and narcissistic, which are my two favorite things.
Yeah, but then turns out you sit on your butt a lot, so it started to, like, come off, and then it just looked like it didn't look great later.
Turns out you sit a lot more than you think.
Also, my friend Jera, she has really cool hand tattoos. Like, you know Hailey Bieber? I think hand tattoos are so cool. But I have, like, nubby fingers, and I'm not trying to bring attention. Also, I feel like some people, by the way, who have tattoos listening, you kill it. I feel like I look dirty with tattoos.
Yeah.
No, I feel like people would think I'm, like, trashier than I already am.
I've seen girls out before, and I'm like, wow, you look so cool in, like, a sleeve of tattoos.
Oh, my God.
I would look like an absolute idiot. But the fact that some girls can pull off, like, these trendy, cool, like, hip tattoos, I'm like, wow.
Do you know,
like,
what I
Megan
wanted?
Fox is a girl that could rock a full sleeve of tattoos, and you'd be like, she's so hot.
Like, Megan Fox is a prime example of, like, if I could, I would, but I can't.
1,000%. If I could, I would, but I can't. Yes.
I wanted to get Brooklyn, but spelled like Dutch, like Brooklyn, like like B-R-E-U-K-E-L-E-N. It's like the cool way to spell Brooklyn when, like, it was first founded. And I wanted it in script under my boob.
I can't tell if that's amazing or the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's
which is
dumb.
A lot of my life.
It's dumb because, like, right now, like, I'm trying to be classy, a classy bitch, and, like, a guy's hooking up with me and he's like, what's that? What the fuck is that? And I'm like, it's Brooklyn.
It's Dutch, you uncultured swine.
But still, like, at the time it was cool. But now I'm like, oh no, I might, like, want to have a family someday. Like, people also don't talk about that. Like, Megan Fox, when she's 75, like.
You don't want to be, like, breastfeeding in a few years and just be like.
And there's just, like,
Brooklyn.
A gun tattoo on your tit just pointing towards your baby.
I only like when guys have tats on their arms and, like, their chest.
Yeah.
Like, if it's on your back, I probably don't love it.
But it's just so hard. Some guys, like, can't pull off one but could pull off, like, 100. I don't know. We just don't understand tattoos.
Anyway.
The story.
That was all front page news.
Yeah. Well, we have time left just for our, what are we binging?
Oh, my God.
Can we discuss Southern Charm first?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I love talking about it because Austin is one of my good friends. He's like, we love Austin. We love Southern Charm. But I don't know a lot about Madison.
I don't either, but I know their Instagram war was insane.
Please explain what happened.
Let's take out being on a television show.
Yeah.
Let's just say that these two people were, like, normal people in your friend group, and they were breaking up. To attack each other on Instagram stories in your 30s is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
But we don't even know if they were breaking up. Like, what if that's just them in a fight, just, like, tearing each other apart on Instagram?
That's even worse if it's like, this is how we fight.
I don't even do that with my summer house castmates, like people that I don't love or have sex with or want babies with or have any affection towards. Imagine doing that to the person you, like, love on your cast.
No.
Imagine me and you doing that.
No.
Imagine being like, interesting page, and I post a photo of, like,
Also, like, your best friend knows everything about you. So, like, if you get into a fight and you wanted to ruin their life, like, not even ruin, but, like, expose their secrets, like, you could. So, obviously, your boyfriend.
Was that a threat?
Or girlfriend.
Wait, was that a threat?
I feel like you have way more shit on me. You're a domesticated house cat. I'm like out in the wilds right now.
But their fight was so passive aggressive, which is what made it so good. Like, it literally was like roommates leaving post-its back and forth on the fridge. So explain what happened.
So basically he got mad because she did a Budweiser ad. Mm-hmm. And then she posted him saying like, yeah, do it. Take the money. But he was mad because he has a beer company.
So, but what happened, it wasn't private at all. Madison posted like a bunch of stories. I think she's going to do a post because those weren't even sponsored ads, the ones she was posting.
Right.
Like she was just posting like, I got Budweiser. Can we take this photo?
Yes.
He then reposts what she posted with him being like, wow, you think the people in your life who love you and support you would support you? Which is hilarious because it's like, It's Budweiser.
I think it's insane that he got so mad.
Like,
Austin,
no one's about to be like, wait, I was not going to drink Budweiser, and now I am because she posted it. Like,
right, so she's never allowed to
drink it. You're not in competition with Budweiser. I just have to say that, Austin, I love you. You're not in competition with Budweiser.
But, like, she's never allowed to drink it for the rest of her life?
She's not allowed to drink any other beers or promote. I mean, yeah, if she was promoting another small beer brand.
Totally different.
But also, still, it doesn't mean she doesn't like your brand. It's her being like, hey, just because you like Budweiser doesn't mean you're not like Red Stripe or you don't like Stella.
Well, no. I don't like beer in general.
Well, yeah, we would never drink beer. It's uncouth. But
we could never date Austin.
Literally, when Austin went on my podcast, Brittany and Housewife Up, he was like, I was like, what do you like to do for fun? He was like, go to the bar. And I was like, you are so Southern.
So Southern. No, can't. Like so Southern.
I can't handle it. So then she responds going, oh, interesting, with a screenshot of their text messages of him being like, yeah, take the money. Because you know what? I'm pretty sure the Budweiser is going to pay good money for a single mother with, I don't know, she does hair and TV. But anyway, let the girl have some money.
But also then her posting the screenshot of like a picture.
Savage. Dude.
But it was on TV, and she slowed it down, and she screenshotted it, and it was like a rolled up dollar.
Wait, I didn't see this.
Bruh.
Wait, I saw that, but I didn't know it was her. So after that, she posted a screenshot of a rolled up dollar bill.
Like, it was like in the show. Like, they were doing like a pan of like his room, and it was like all these beers on like a table and a rolled up dollar bill, which like... Okay.
What did she say?
She just circled it. Dude, savagery. Okay, so like he could be wrong in telling her like you can't, like you shouldn't be promoting Budweiser. She just lost doing that. That is so below the belt and low, I feel like. Like, dude, you just called out someone that like you thought you were going to marry. Like, even if we break up and I hate you, I'm not destroying your life ever.
I also don't know a lot about their relationship, but I feel like they've been below the belt like the whole time.
I mean, that was...
So this is just like their standard?
I don't know, but that's crazy. Like,
well, I don't love in a fight when like you're fighting about something and then someone takes it like next level.
I mean, I think like taking it, putting it on Instagram was the initial taking it next level. Like never in my entire lifetime am I going to fight with a significant other and like blast them on my Instagram story. Like, yes, we're on a reality TV show, so like we have very public fights with people very close to our lives, but that is very different than like a random Tuesday I'm laying in my bed and I'm like, I'm just gonna blast this person on my story.
But look, Madison, if you're listening,
doubtful.
I appreciate your savagery.
I appreciate the art of it. Like, girl,
no,
I
appreciate
it.
The art. I appreciate the spectacle.
Yeah, I can appreciate it.
And I love you to tear a man apart. However, you can't go back to him now.
No, you can't.
Like, if she moved on now, I was like, whatever, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah,
like,
now she
like,
can.
Throw his ass in the fire and move on. But, like, if you go back to him, it's like, okay, so you know how he is. You've shown everyone how he is.
It's like, it's getting, like, Ronnie and Sammy Sweetheart vibes.
They are the Ronnie and Sammy of Bravo.
Yeah, they are. They literally are, because like I wanna know what's
also
happening.
Austin knows. Austin deals with so much shit. Like, Austin gets torn apart all over the place online, poor guy. But he's gone on to Giggly Squad while we were talking about him and Madison, and like texted me after. So like, I don't even know if he gets mad when we talk shit on him, but like,
we're not talking shit, we're literally just talking about what they posted.
I just think they need to move on, and
they are such a good looking couple together, though. I will say
I know they're adorable. They probably know that. So yeah, that was Southern Charm tea.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
I mean, it does. It is only like hyping up their season even more.
Have you been watching it?
Not really.
Like, it's great promotion for their season. I saw there's a new Shawn Mendes documentary about his life.
Interesting.
What's your opinion on Shawn Mendes? Because, you know, I have a lot of opinions on documentaries. I highly recommend
Dolly Parton documentary.
I highly recommend Garth Brooks documentary, Lady Gaga documentary. I highly recommend, what's her name?
If there's a artist who has a documentary, Hannah
Lady
will,
Gaga documentary.
Hannah will
Whitney,
watch
Whitney
it.
Houston documentary and Amy Winehouse documentary. Okay, write those down, watch them. What do you think of Shawn Mendes? Is he straight?
I think he's straight.
If you have to wait that long.
Okay, see, it's hard for me because if you show like one, like I need you to be a boy. I need you to like roll around in the dirt. But if you like guys, like, okay, like Harry Styles and Shawn Mendes, like they're artists, like they're creative.
Wait, is he out? Is he bi?
No, I don't think so. Oh. But like if you like guys who are like that and like creative, like that's a very different
type of guy. Mm-hmm. I happen to like you to be dumb and like talk about football. You know, like
I wasn't asking if you wanted to have sex with him.
Oh, then what the fuck were you asking?
Just as a person.
Yes, I do also would have sex with him, but I like him. I think he's really nice. I feel like he's like
a
really nice guy.
What do you think of him and Camilla?
I kind of like that couple. I actually really like her for some reason. I
think
she's like
it's fake.
I know. But I think she's like really, I feel like she'd be really sweet in real life and nice.
Mm. Yeah, I just haven't had enough.
You haven't had enough one-on-one time with them?
I haven't had enough one-on-one, so I'm going to steal them for a second.
Okay,
watch
just,
Shawn Mendes
just from like back. A like viewing standpoint, would you have sex with Shawn Mendes?
He's a little skinny, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
But then when he talks, I'm not attracted to it.
He's just like, he's very much a kid. A perfect example of us being like older in our 20s.
Yeah, he's a baby.
He's a baby. What would we talk to him about? I would never actually date him. What would we talk about? You know, I'd be like, do you need help with your math homework? Ask someone else because I can't do math. But
what else are you bidging?
What else am I? Oh, I started a new show on Hulu. I'm only one episode in, but mm-hmm. It's called is it called Teacher? It's about like the teacher that literally is like about to have sex with her student. I can't stop watching.
Oh my god. Uh-huh. It's not a documentary.
No.
Okay.
It's like a scripted show.
I want to watch that 100%. Because it's with the great actress Mara Rooney, right? Or one of the Roonies.
One of the Roonies.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference. I mean, I can tell, but I don't know how to decipher. There's also a documentary out there about this teacher who was hooking. Her husband got murdered. And then they found out it was a bunch of kids that murdered the guy. But then they found out those kids were her students. And they found out one of the kids was hooking up with her. And
that's what this is based on?
I don't know if it's based on, but I was watching a documentary recently.
Wow, where do you find these documentaries that you're just binging?
It takes a lot, but like you know the good ones. Right. There has to be like murder and sex involved, or it's just like doesn't fulfill me.
It's a waste of time.
Also, I randomly watched The Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss, which, if you like a little scariness, yeah. And if you like,
I don't
like revenge on like exes. Mm-mm. It could be fun.
I don't like any scary movies. I don't like anything that's like. Thrilling.
I would never watch it alone, but it's sometimes fun to watch with like a guy to be like, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Let's end with some pep talk. I forgot the name of the segment. It's our new segment. It's pep talk. Pep talk time.
Pep talk time.
Okay. So Catherine Christina said, I might like my neighbor who is also my coworker who has become one of my best friends.
I thought she was going to say who I'm also related to and also my baby dad. okay.
Who's also my grandpa, who my mom said I have to marry. So this sounds like someone who's really intertwined.
Yeah.
She definitely, when she says I might like, when a girl says I might like, that means they like.
Yep, for sure.
What's your advice?
You have to make sure you really actually like him because you're going to make your whole life super awkward if you're in this for like 2 weeks and then you're like, actually, I decided I don't like you.
I'm guilty of that.
And do you only like him because you spend so much time with him? Or do you like...
Well, brief summary of my dating life in college. I was having sex with the mascot.
Right.
Actually, we weren't even having sex.
Who could
we were
forget
like
about
hooking
that?
Up. Yeah. Who then I told I like. And then he told me, I didn't say I like it. Really drunk one night. And I was like, I think that we should like be together, but not like Facebook official.
Wow, Hannah.
To which he looked at me and was like, what?
What a 2012 statement.
What a reference. And I was like, what? And then he basically like didn't jump on it. And then I like started ignoring him. And then I was obsessed with him.
Classic.
Because he suddenly wasn't obsessed with me. And... later on in college, he said I was the one that got away. But by that point, I had already realized that he was the mascot. But then I was hooking up with like a 6'7 football player because I had to redeem myself.
Right.
I had to
naturally.
Get my ego. But then that guy sucked. So then I started dating. Well, no. I had this like best friend.
Okay.
Best guy friend. Like literally, do you know when you just like have a guy friend that you don't want to stop talking to, you mm-hmm. love their attention, but mm-hmm. they're your fucking friend, but yep. you're like obsessed with their personality.
Yes.
And they make you feel amazing.
Yes.
And you like low-key like have flirty feelings with them, but you can't imagine them naked.
Yes.
Like you're like, I would never see him naked, but I want to just play with him all day.
Yes.
So one day I was like, I kind of like you. And he was like, I like you. And then we started dating. And then it was Valentine's Day. And I legit just fell asleep. Like, I got home from practice, fell asleep in my practice clothes, missed all our plans, just slept through it. Like, I just didn't really care.
Yeah.
And then the next day I was like, there's something off. Like, it just wasn't.
I know. Because
I just knew I'd get distracted by the next guy.
And bring it back to, we create this thing in our heads. And then when we get it, we're like, well, this isn't as good as what I created in my head. And now I like don't care.
My thing is, if you don't want to rip his clothes off, the second you say I like you, you're not going to suddenly want to rip his clothes off. Like, there's still that same like friend who you love spending time with, but you're like, but I want to get fucked.
Yeah, if you don't think about having sex with him all the time, you don't actually like him. You just love the attention and the companionship that you two have.
You just fucking nailed it. So to Catherine Christina, I have to say, when you say I might like my neighbor who's blah, 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 keep spending time with him. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But do not make a move unless you're hammered. That you can't then be like, I don't remember that. Like, if you want to make a move, do it when you're hammered. If not, just let it be.
No, just ask. Yeah, just ask yourself if you want to have sex with him. And if, like, you can't stop thinking about it all day, and, like, every time you see him, you're like, oh, my God. Then you like him. Then you say something. If you don't, then
you don't.
And if
it doesn't
like
work out, doesn't work out. But at least, like, try it. Like, love. Like, life is short. Right. Love is amazing. And that's Giggly Squad for the day. We did it. Oh my God. I have so much fun giggling with you.
I have so much fun giggling with you.
So also, if you want to watch us and you're like, this is not the same, I want to see Hannah's faces, I want to see Hannah's eyebrows, I want to see Paige. What do you do? I want to see Paige's outfit.
I just chill.
I'm just chilling. We're drinking from our allegedly mugs. Go to patreon.com/gigglesquad. Also, rate, subscribe, review. And we love you guys so much.
Every time you say that, in my head, I hear, to learn more about the Housewives, go to bravotv.com.
Oh my God. To learn more about Giggly Squad, go to gigglysquad.com. That's true. We have all the info there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for giggling
with us, guys. We'll talk to you later.